The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
You might be shocked to learn, as I was, that over 7 million pairs of Meta Ray-Ban smart glasses were sold last year. So users are able to listen to music, they're able to take calls, record content hands-free from their face. But does this new wave of wearable tech pose a new kind of problem for privacy? News Talk's tech correspondent Jess Kelly is with us. I thought that smart glasses were introduced years ago.
Yonks ago.
And nobody really liked them. And they sort of disappeared and put away quietly in the drawer where everything else goes that you don't need on a day-to-day basis. They're back, are they?
They're back, and they're back with a bang. So the glasses that you were thinking of are the Google Glass. They were like something from, you know, a very Notions Tom Cruise movie where you put the glasses on and there was essentially a layer of AI over them. They were kind of ahead of their time. The issue was the technology was brilliant, but there weren't enough use cases for them. So they did end up in the tech junk drawer, and that's where they live, RIP. Then we had Snap, the parent company of Snapchat, a number of years ago, brought out kind of cool, quirky looking sunglasses that could allow you to put, you know, the dog filter that was big on Snapchat over an image and so on. From there, Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram and all the rest, brought out a partnership between themselves and Ray-Ban. So they are the cool-looking, thick-framed black Ray-Ban, the classic Ray-Ban sunglasses and indeed prescription glasses. You can get prescription lenses put in. And they look like the glasses that I'm wearing on my face now, which is just normal, boring glasses. But in the corners of the front of the glasses on either side, there are two little cameras.
So where the arms attach in
to the
glasses, yeah.
Then at the back of the arms, on the bit that hooks over your ear, there are teeny tiny little speakers that enable you to take your calls, listen to your music and all the rest. Beside that then are two little holes that have mics so it can hear my voice. And then there's a button on the right-hand side on the top of the arm, and that allows you to quick press to take a photograph or long press and take a video. But they're also voice controlled as well. So I could say, hey, Meta, take a video.
Yeah, all of this is very creepy.
It's utterly creepy.
It's really creepy.
Now, I'll be honest, right? When they came out, a pair was sent to the News Talk office and I was excited because they were non-ugly, non-heavy, cool-looking glasses. And the tech fan in me always wants to get excited about this because it's incredible. It pairs to your phone wirelessly. You just download a certain app. If I took a picture of you now, I'd have the option when it saves to my phone to put it straight up onto my Instagram. It's a great way to get hands-free content. I always say to, you know, whether it's Nevin Maguire or Gareth Mullins, the chefs, it'd be really handy for them to, you know, show you how to cook and how to stir and how to do all the bits and pieces. So there's really practical uses. But people being people, we ruin everything, right? So one of the key issues here is the fact that the cameras are on the front of the glasses, either side of the lenses. And beside the cameras is the most minuscule little dot that shows and if the camera is active. So there's a little dot, a little white dot that appears.
So I'd be able to look at you really closely and see that the camera was on, could I?
If you were looking for it, yeah, absolutely. And what's happened is, so these glasses came out a number of years ago. This hasn't been an overnight success for Meta. This has come out, they first came out a number of years ago. They've since brought out different iterations and variations of them. And they're gaining popularity primarily with content creators. Because again, it's a cool way to do hands-free content. Researchers are projecting that there'll be around 100 million pairs of smart glasses over the coming years. Not just Meta glasses now, because of course Apple and Google and the rest are looking to bring out their own version. But there is a serious issue with privacy. Because say if we were out on one of the sunny days last week, if we were going around Stephen's Green in Dublin, you looking at me would struggle to see the light. I've tested this in bright light. I've tested it in our studio lights. If we were in a cinema, you'd absolutely see the little light on my glasses. But if we're out in bright sunlight, you wouldn't see the light. Also, because I can voice activate the camera, I'm not having to do the big grand gesture of fixing my glasses to take a picture. I can literally say, hey, Meta, take a picture, take a video. And there are serious concerns, particularly in the US at the moment, around the use of these. There have been a number of high profile videos going viral on social media showing people getting pulled over by police and people recording the interaction with the police on the glasses and the police not knowing that the glasses are there. Some police officers are aware that they're Meta Ray-Ban and are now asking people to take off their glasses, because an interaction that's being filmed without somebody's consent and then shared online with no great context, it is a massive issue.
Well, there's all sorts of problems you can imagine with people taking pictures. You know, you mentioned the example of Stephen's Green in the sunny weather, and somebody is lying out and they're not aware that somebody's taking a picture of them. All sorts of privacy issues
and
arise.
And it gets worse than that, because in the last few months it has been found that some of the content taken from these glasses were being viewed by third-party Meta workers in Kenya to verify the content as part of their AI training. And the workers came out to say that they have seen all kinds of intimate images and videos. In some instances, people didn't realise that they had triggered the camera, perhaps when they're going to the bathroom, and that content is then going up. So there are two people who are taking legal action because the glasses were activated without them knowing. And then a third party has since viewed that content. So that's just part of the issue. And what's really interesting is, you know, when we talk about wearables, very often it's the fitness trackers and whatever. But there's a serious concern about recording content without people knowing it. Now, there's an issue here that you can record in public. There's nothing to say that you can't. Same as me doing a sweeping video at the mini marathon on Sunday. There's nothing to stop me doing that. But it's the issue where it can fall into harassment. It's also one-to-one interactions. I'm sure you wouldn't be super comfortable if I was doing this now with these smart glasses recording you, you know, putting out there that you're, you know, whatever you're doing as we're chatting. There's a big issue around consent. There's also the issue, and we're lucky again that we're in Europe, that under the GDPR, we do have a little bit of protection. So somebody using your image and your voice without your consent is covered. Also, there is the effective notice clause as well. So I need to tell you if I'm doing that.
Okay, because I've often wondered about that, quite apart from the glasses. Let's say you're standing in a queue for something and there is a social media influencer, a content creator, and they're recording you as you're standing there along with everybody else. Do you have a right to say to that person, I don't want that footage used?
No, so what you... It goes down, you like in terms of soundness, you could say, come here, will you take that down? And they don't have to take it down. But what you can do is you can then go down the route of, as under GDPR, asking them for any information pertaining to you, and then go through that whole process where they have to hand over the information. It has to be investigated and then it can be taken down. And there's the whole right to be forgotten. There's also very strict rules in the workplace, for example. So again, if I wanted to go out to the News Talk office now and waddle around and post up what I see, I can't do that. Also, there's kind of the anti-harassment laws as well. So if you are receiving harassment as a result of something, or if somebody is consistently posting pictures and videos of you, then you can take it down. But it's not very straightforward. And what's really interesting is Meta has said that the onus is ultimately on the individual using the glasses to not exploit them. So that comes down, like, they're very
the personal responsibility of the owner.
Yeah.
A listener says there are apps that can detect smart glasses near you. Are you aware of those apps?
Yeah,
do they work?
Yeah, like, I don't know how well they work, because again, a lot of them would detect a Bluetooth receiver, but your phone, your headphones and everything else. So I don't know how effectively they are.
And another listener who was sitting down the back of the class and was not paying attention asks, is there not a light on the glasses when you're capturing photographs or videos? As we've explained, there is, but it's really tiny and you can't see it outside when you're in daylight.
Yeah, and you also have the option within the Meta app. The last time I used them, which was in December, you have the option to go in and set the light so that it's dim or super bright.
Not visible, in other words. Of course, you and I would need prescription sunglasses.
Which you can get.
Can you?
You can put your prescription into them. And again, they're lovely. Like, they are proper Ray-Ban glasses. So I see the appeal of them. But again, this is why we can't have nice things, because the second you give people this type of technology, they're going to misuse and abuse it. And I can imagine, I can fully anticipate being in this studio with you in 12 months' time talking about some form of legal action around these glasses, because it's only a matter of time before it happens.
Yeah, but you can imagine how appealing it would be if you were a content creator. You gave the example of a chef.
Yeah.
Which of course makes sense, that your hands can be free and you're doing and you're recording it with your eyes, essentially.
Yeah. It's incredibly cool technology. And this is the frustrating part, is there are so many different uses. But when you look at the innovation, so what's the next logical step here? Meta is said or reported to be looking at introducing facial recognition to the glasses. So for example, I could be looking at you with my glass going, I know this woman, I've met this woman before. What is her name? Meta, what's her name?
Oh, and it'll be pop very up handy.
I'd love it.
So handy.
But again, it could be misused and abused. And you could be like, I'm not talking to this woman now coming towards me. So look, I do think it is something that we need to watch. If you're one of the 7 million people who has these glasses, just be sound, err on the side of caution, and just flag with people if and when you're using them.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much. That's our technology correspondent. We'll take a break back after this.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.